everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! I tell you what, Pete, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling energized. I'm feeling fired up, ready to go. My name's Hartzell Peter Sweeney. To my left, my esteemed, redoubtable colleague, Peter, what is up, man?
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas City, and happy Wednesday. Happy hump day to you.
Hump day, baby!
Yeah, man. Whoa. In and out of your earlobes.
Hump day, baby. Am I right?
It's a little bit of a rainy day again today. Scattered thunderstorms this morning. Mainly cloudy during the afternoon with thunderstorms likely. You want that real feel?
Give me that real feel. Break me up!
Right now we're at 77 degrees as we're recording this thing. As you're waking up, it's about the same. No extra real feel today, so that means not as much heat in the air. It might get a little hot this afternoon, maybe into low 80s, but a little bit more comfortable than it's been in Kansas City, at least for the next 2 days. So that's a good thing, and we'll let you know how the weekend will go on your Friday edition a little bit later this week.
I'm going to tease that Friday show.
But you're looking at thunderstorms for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Should clear up Saturday, Sunday. So be great for me when Saturday rolls along and I watch 12 hours of NHL hockey, because hockey is back.
Oh, is it now? I had no idea.
You didn't know that?
I did not.
You seem like you might be a hockey guy.
You think so? Yeah, let's go do that hockey. I love it. Yeah.
Little puck.
A big puck guy. The knuckle puck's more of my style, though.
The Rangers play at 11 a.m. Rooted for the Rangers since I was a mere boy.
Which team is Gordon Bombay coaching?
Not in the tournament.
Ah, okay.
So the NHL is back tournament.
Well, if he's not in it, then
very
I'm not
exciting.
Interested.
Very exciting. I saw, man, you had a day on social media yesterday.
I did, didn't I? Just so extra, aren't I?
It was just, excuse my expression in French, because this is just what I can think of. It was just balls to the wall. You were going all out. You were showing off different, you were cursing. You were showing off different clothing.
Oh, man, I woke up. I had like a bad dream.
Right.
And I woke up. So I woke up like, you know, like those cold sweats, and you're just like, and so when you start your day off like that, especially me, I start off angsty. Then it just takes a lot to get me not to still be that way.
Right.
So yeah, I got up, talked a bunch of s, threw a bunch of shade.
You were mad at the cops,
mad
talking
at the cops.
About donuts. You at one point.
I proposed a trade like a sports guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't have accepted that trade on either side, honestly.
All I said was that maybe we could sub out some cops for, you know, some public housing. I said it in maybe the less graceful terms.
Yeah. And then a little bit later in the day, you just were very, very, very excited about some jacket I saw.
It's right there. Look at that right there. That right there, Petey Pete, is a 1960 U.S. Postal Service jacket that was made right here, union made in Kansas City. It's on the tag.
I got to say, I did think there was a distinct smell when I came into the studio this morning. And
I just can't let me have one.
That was...
Also, look at this. I got some rings because I went thrifting a little bit.
Right.
Wore my mask, double masked, by the way, and picked up some new jewelry. Look at this bad boy. You can't see these. Am I right?
Very nice.
I'm realizing that I think when it comes to the bands... I think I'm a gold guy. As far as, you know, do you go with the silver?
Right.
You go with, like, even, like, the new thing is, like, the matte black look.
You got, like, about, what is that, 8 rings on right now.
Let's see. 1, 2.
It's added weight, man. You're doing it. It's like an added hand workout that you have constantly.
You know, I do notice that it's making these forearms just really pop.
You said you had stopped working out, but who knew? You're working out all the time. It's just a forearm workout.
Yeah. Okay.
Good for you.
Baby!
Not that kind of forum.
How are you, my friend? Give me a letter. We haven't kicked off the banter with a letter in a long, long little while.
L.
Peter L. Sween. The L stands for. Look at that. How was your day the other day? Fill me in.
Good beginning of the week. The training camp is underway, so that's been good. Where you've been doing the. You know, the Royals have been back in the mix. So it's been fun to watch baseball. You know, we have some updates on that as we go on. I just showed you a nasty blister that I have on my
foot. Yeah, man.
It is. I mean,
is just gross.
It's been an active recent time for me, which has been good, except for that foot problem that I've been running into today. When I woke up, not too comfortable.
Well, how about that weather though? Is that going to get in the way of your athletic endeavors? Because you are a pickleball man.
These next stretch of days, I don't know how much I could play anyway.
This is adversity, Pete. How will you meet adversity? Will you stare it on straight in the face, or will you shudder? Will you cower?
I'm gonna just try to grab the bull by the horns.
There he is. That's
right.
My guy.
I mean, I have to ride this bull.
Ooh, yeah.
To the end of the week, into the weekend, get to that NHL that I'm looking forward to. And so I don't let the week dictate me. I dictate the week, and let that be your first.
Woo!
Quote of Wednesday wisdom today.
Oh, kicking it off early. That's
that?
The tease. You've been teasing all show. We just
How
started.
About that? How's the lady? Everything been going good, man?
Things are good. We went thrifting together. That was fun. The place looks real nice.
Did you guys pop some tags?
How dare you, sir? It's a thrift store. If we can't afford the thrift store material, then we
I'm
have
gonna
a whole,
pop some tags.
A whole different
I was just like,
case of problems.
Rest in peace, Macklemore. What was it, 2018 and 2018? I don't even know where he's been.
I don't know if he's dead yet.
Since then.
He's on that same island with Hozier and you know the guy that did 99. Hugo, if you're having girl problems, I'll help you, son. Remember that dude?
That was a great jam.
That was an excellent. You know what? That's going to be your song later on in the day.
I actually went to a Macklemore concert in Kansas City when he was at the height of his popularity. And I don't know where he went. I thought the concert was one of the better ones I had been to. I mean, it's not a Dave concert.
Well, they can't all be Dave. Hey, are you going to do my challenge?
No, I don't do the challenge.
Come on. So this is making the rounds again. And in fact, we got another Facebook viral story that's the complete opposite of the funness of this one.
Right.
But the album challenge is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you got 10 days to tag 10 of your buddies. And you have to, without any explanation, no shade, no judgment, you just post the cover art of your of 10 of your favorite albums that shaped your musical influences.
Yeah.
I tagged Pete. I posted The Killers' Hot Fuzz album, which is my favorite. It got me into alternative music. If that album never came out, I don't work for 96.5 The Buzz.
Wow.
Luther Vandross, Never Too Much, because it's Luther Vandross, y'all. Come on. That's... I can almost guarantee you that man was playing in the background the night of my conception.
Whoa.
Real talk. It shaped my influences. And then I tagged you.
Something special in that North Pole. My goodness.
Cereal with Muriel.
That's right.
What am I doing? Stop it. What am I doing? That's my mother. Oh, my God. Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust.
Got two babies
put that
out of
on
that
there. You know, it's supposed to be three of us.
Did I ever tell you
that story? There's actually three of us. We're going to have triplets. But me and Zach, we ate the third one. Nom, nom, nom. Yeah. You didn't know that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ate.
What can I say?
Is that a real story?
It's a real.
Is that possible?
100% real story.
You ate a baby?
Ate a baby.
Wow. That'll wake you up. If you're not up in your car or whatever you're doing, you're exercising, Hartzell and his brother.
Just let that little dude have it.
Can we laugh at this? This doesn't feel like something we can laugh at.
Of course we can. We won. That little asshole lost. We're fine. We are fine. You got nothing to worry about, Pete.
Well, all right. Well, my morning's begun.
Let's do something real, real quick before we start the show, because the news is just a bummer. The last few weeks have just been not even like humorously bad, just bad. But I have noticed. I'm sure you have too. I think it had something to do with One Direction. It was their 10-year anniversary or some garbage like that. And so I was going to say a list, but we won't do
my
that.
Goodness.
Well, because we're going to play some clips. So I won't have my list background going over, superseding, if you will, the music. So we've got right here, as One Direction was selling their 10-year anniversary, Rolling Stone put together a definitive list. Their top 10 boy bands of all time. They're ready to draw that line in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the top 10. Do you want to go full 10 or top 5?
I think,
or even top 3. You tell me. I'm going to give you the options.
I think once you get past the top 5, like 6 to 10, it is a little bit of just the same band.
It does sound about the same. Let's do number 4, Backstreet Boys. I want it that way. Tell me why ain't nothing but a
I want
banger. Always going to be a banger.
That is a good song.
I was listening to something the other day. I think it was on NPR. How, you know, Boyz II Men, for some reason, doesn't get the love they deserve as
a
boy.
Boyz II Men was good.
Well, for some reason, we don't see them as a boy band.
I mean, they were a man band. It said in their name. They were Boyz II Men. Yes. You know, they weren't playing around with the little boys.
Number three, New Edition. That's what I'm talking about. Candy Girl. Mm.
Caramels, lollipops, whatever.
Number two, NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye. I know that I can't take no more. It ain't no lie. I wanna see you out that door, baby. Bye bye bye. Bye bye. Don't wanna be a fool for you. Just another player in your game for two. You may hate me, but it ain't no lie. Baby, bye bye bye. Bye bye. And number one. Do you have a guess? The best, greatest boy band of all time, according to Rolling Stone.
Hanson?
Now, that was actually number nine.
What was it?
LFO, Summer Girls, was number 10. Hanson at number nine. Their best track was Mbop. Number eight, New Kids on the Block. They say their best track was You Got It. Number seven, Adventura. Never listened to that one before. And then One Direction was at number six. Number one, Pete, one more chance to guess it. I will say this. There's a number in the name.
98 Degrees?
a close second. No, the Jackson 5. And oh. Rolling Stone says their best track was I Want You Back. Oh, baby, give me one more chance. Show me the love. Won't you please let me back in your heart? Oh, darling, I was trying to let you go. Let you go, but now since I see you in his arms, I want you back. I think we can all agree that it's still acceptable to play the Jackson 5 at, like, the wedding receptions.
Right.
Think about that, man. Mm-hmm. As a DJ, think about how much of the playlist was just wiped clean of Michael and R. Kelly. That's essentially 80% of wedding jams.
With the way the world is going right now as well, you'd expect more to come at some point. I mean, I figure we'll lose a couple songs. Right here in Kansas City, not to always relate everything back to the Chiefs, but they stopped playing Gary Glitter
because
of all that stuff.
Rock and roll number two. So, Pete, that's all I got.
All right, you want me to do it, huh?
Pete, take me to that news, baby.
It is Wednesday, July 29th. Let's do some news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yeah. It's that hump day. On your KC Morning Show. The Pitch Awards. We want to win. Like, totally want to win.
I guess we'll see if we're nominated pretty soon here.
Yeah, you said that round, right?
Nominations are over on July 31.
Well, even if we don't get it, which would be nice if we did get it, and if you did vote for us, thank you. The KC Morning Hoes always coming through, going hard in the paint. But if we don't get nominated, that's fine. What you can do for us is rate and review. Tell your friends about us. Yeah. Shockingly, it actually does work. So there you go.
Believe it or not.
Let's do the news. If we win a pitch award, Pete, we would make the news. I can include that in the news.
Include it in a resume.
Oh boy, ain't that the truth. Should update that thing again, shouldn't I? The old resume refresher.
The resi.
The old resi. Because you know I don't like growing up. We've already talked about that on this show. And that's one of those, like, you're on that path of just no return. Once you start actively searching on LinkedIn, not just updating your profile, yeah. When you actively start using that platform, it's over for you, man.
Yeah, well,
it's
listen. Over. Sometimes Peter Pan has to die. What?
Pete, I wasn't ready to hear that.
Well, look, sometimes it takes a little tough love. Sometimes it takes me being Captain Hook at this point.
COVID!
More than 500 new cases of COVID-19 are being reported in the nine-county Kansas City area tonight. That's one of the highest daily increases in local cases since the pandemic began. Most of those cases are coming from Kansas City, Missouri, Jackson, and Clay counties. The state of Missouri set a new daily record for COVID-19 cases with more than 1,700 since yesterday. Missouri joins Kansas as a red zone for COVID-19.
So that's encouraging. How about that, guys? Everybody feeling good about things? As you go outside to your restaurants and you take your mask off, and you know, just
I feel like this is just the never-ending story. I thought I was going to lose my mind over impeachment talk. I mean, COVID is just the same thing every day.
Don't you miss impeachment now? Don't you miss it more?
Well, yeah, because you could just do whatever you wanted back then. Who knew that that was such freedom? every day. It's more cases. There's never anything new.
Well, we're in a pandemic, Pete. That's kind of how that works, bud.
I just don't like the pandemic. I like the times before and hopefully after the pandemic.
Let's see here. Statewide, we're talking Missouri, Missouri now. The number of confirmed cases jumped Tuesday by 1,773 cases. That now takes it to 44,823. That's with 1,213 deaths. Now, the number of infections is thought to be far higher because many people have not been tested. Many studies suggest that people can be infected with the virus without feeling it. That's called asymptomatic. And now we're seeing people our age, Pete. You know, they're going out, we're partying, going to the lake, bringing that stuff home, asymptomatic. And it's not just that, you know, young people who are getting sick may not be, you know, dying, because I guess that's the bar now. It's
right.
Either you're fine or you're dead. It's that we come back home and then we spread it, and maybe that gets spread to, you know, grandma, and then, you know, grandma gets run over by a COVID, you know? So that's how that works.
Listen, if you're in the car and you're listening to this show or whatever you're doing, make a fist if you can. Just do this with me. Make a fist.
Okay.
Now throw up the pointer finger. Throw up the pinky. Okay. Throw up the thumb because you got to fight for the right to party, baby. COVID or not.
Moving on.
The White House Coronavirus Task Force is reaching out to mayors in Missouri, including Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas. In a tweet, Mayor Lucas said that Dr. Deborah Birx discussed the rising case numbers in the region. He said she suggested the city restrict indoor dining to 25%, mask orders in public at all times, and closing bars or reducing alcohol sales and consumption at 10 p.m.
Here's that tweet from Mayor Q. He initially posted about joining Dr. Birx on the call for the White House COVID Response Task Force. Say that 10 times fast. And then he quote tweeted him saying, "Informative chat. Dr. Birx informed our region, including St. Louis and KC, Missouri / Kansas region, and Oklahoma cities of rising areas of infection, particularly asymptomatic spread, like we said, recommends that we consider reducing indoor dining, mask orders all times." I was reading something the other day. It was more of an editorial, so I will put my biases out there. But if you're going into a facility, in fact, I'm going to make this tweet later today. I'm angsty enough to make it. If you're going into a restaurant or a facility or an establishment that requires you to wear a mask to get in, but then you can take it off once you get in,
right?
They're not offering you any safety. They're just performing theater. Like, we can all agree with that, right? It's essentially when people do the thermometer check. If you've got a temperature, when they
how
find
could
out,
you eat at a restaurant?
It's too late.
How could you eat at a restaurant if you're just saying don't go to the restaurant?
Because you're not supposed to go to the restaurant. That's why.
Eventually, you got to take the mask off.
Eventually.
It's tough.
It is tough. And I don't own a business, so everybody flipping me off in the car right now, totally get it. And probably well-deserved. But, you know, we got to find that balance. Atmosphere said, trying to find a balance. You've seen this. I'm sure you've seen it. The Facebook video going around, that viral Facebook chat. These doctors are claiming to have found a cure for COVID-19.
Love it.
The president even retweeted this. Now, guess what? It ain't real.
Oh.
You may have seen this website or this video shared on your social media. A group called America's Frontline Doctors. Doctors right here in Kansas City say make unscientific claims.
It was disappointing to see, you know, our colleagues nationally get up on the steps of D.C. and say stuff that's just so far off.
Yeah. Dr. Steve Steitz with the University of Kansas Health System says claims made in the video that masks aren't necessary or a drug called hydroxychloroquine works to cure COVID-19 just aren't true.
We're building the airplane while we fly it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we figure the parts don't fit.
Right.
And that's kind of hydroxychloroquine. It looked theoretically like it was going to work. We even initiated a study here, the HERO study, trying to look at the use of hydroxychloroquine for frontline workers. The reality is it hasn't worked, despite everybody's trying to postulate that it should.
Now, I'm sure you've seen all kinds of think pieces now on the main lady who was saying most of the claims. She is, my girl's a loon. I mean, she has studies on demon sperm. She said something about how aliens impregnate folks. So don't believe everything you see on the internet, especially on Facebook. I can attest to that.
I wish hydroxychloroquine. What is it called?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Well, I wish it worked.
Hey, we all wish it worked, but sometimes it doesn't work. We can, you know, it's not even taking an L. That's literally what research is about. That's the whole point of the scientific method, or so that's what I was supposedly told in high school. And if we keep talking in circles about this thing and not getting really anything accomplished, you know, like we just said, a huge spike in cases, the highest in Missouri, we're going to have to start shutting stuff down again. And in fact, we said this off air. I'm not wishing this. Knock on wood, it doesn't happen. But if I'm a betting man, we're going to reshut down. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
I the only reason I disagree is because I don't think Parsons will do it again. I just don't think they want to look back. And, you know, maybe that's the wrong decision, but because of the idea of like what it would do to the economy potentially, I just don't think they can.
Well, you've got a good point.
But you got to be safer. People got to be safer then.
You've got a good point with the Parson deal, because you're right. It's going to take him.
I mean, he'll be the last governor to close back down.
Well, Governor Laura Kelly, you know, she's been on the forefront as far as, you know, trying to get in front of all this on the Kansas side. And she's just going to throw it out there, y'all. Hey, it might be happening. We might have to shut this thing down again.
We cannot pretend this virus is disappearing with the summer heat.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly issuing a strong warning. The number of new positive cases has to start going down, or she'll take action as early as next week.
I do not want to go backwards. We can and we must do better.
This is 100% better than closing down.
He adds,
hopefully we don't have to do this.
We cannot pretend it doesn't hurt Kansans.
It sucks. No one is rooting to get reshut down. I feel like sometimes I come across as that guy. I'm not.
I just, if they got to make
I miss Kelly's. I miss you and I taking on Westport.
I do too. And I think maybe there could be a market if for people who live on State Line Road, so you can have half a mask, you know, just one side of your mouth.
Well, speaking of half of a mask, not here soon. It's already happened. You may not know the name, but you know for sure that extra $600 component. Well, you said half a mask. Well, Congress, the Republicans, then the Senate, they have now slowly but surely trickled out their plan. The Democrats already had theirs as far as like this next phase.
Right.
And they're going to be taking away actually even more than half as far as that 600 goes. The HEALS Act, that's what the Republicans are calling their bill. And I'm going to lose some money. Y'all.
But I went 6 weeks without any paycheck. And that's a lot.
Abby Hamilton remembers the long process of filing paperwork when she started getting unemployment. She worries the state history of delays and issues will repeat itself if it has to take on a new system.
The idea that they couldn't do this right a couple months ago, and now all of a sudden they're going to be able to handle this new and more complicated system is sort of laughable.
It took us forever to get that $600 thing working. You know, I know I got back paid. I had to get back paid, I think, a month because it took so long for them to get everything figured out. If they do end up changing this to now an extra $200, and then that would actually be transitioned to then 70% of their wages before the pandemic, you know, that's huge. That is life. That could be life or death is for a lot of folks. And I think that When we do things like this, I think a lot of people see that extra $600 and think, oh, these bums, they don't want to go to work. But number one, that's anecdotal evidence, and I haven't seen anyone who's saying that on Facebook give me any type of numbers. But you also need to take everything. I learned this from my boss, Laszlo. Shout out. I hope you're feeling better from COVID.
Yeah.
I've learned that you have to take everything to that fullest extent, like that nth, teenth thing. So when you talk about the bum on the couch who's not going to work, well, you also have to talk about the single mom with four kids who now, without this extra money, might end up getting evicted. And that's the majority of a lot of these folks who are filing for unemployment.
We're talking about more people facing evictions, which means more people facing homelessness right here in our community. This will disproportionately impact people who are already living on lower wages. It's a familiar story for many across our region. A statewide survey found at least 48% of Missouri renters are at risk of eviction. KC Tenants, an affordable housing advocacy group, tweeted out this list of factors creating the perfect storm for what some say will be a tsunami of evictions. Bans on evictions federally and locally have ended. The CARES Act unemployment benefits end this week.
It is possible in this community that we can see an upward of probably 50,000 people who could enter into homelessness as a result of COVID-19.
Well, my mom's couch is empty now because I moved out. So if anybody needs one of those, actually, sure. You know what?
I'm sure she likes you giving her couch away.
Well, you know, I'm going to take all that back because you know what? I might need to make sure that couch still fits me. So let me go ahead and take back everything I just said. Was going to Aldi yesterday. Pete, speaking of living on my own, I got to go to the grocery store now. I haven't done that since college. That's not true. No, because even when I had my place in Hyde Park, we did a lot of Postmates. Yeah, okay, you're right. So I went to the store for the first time in a minute, and driving there, listen to the BBC World Service on 88 on NPR. You know, I'm a learned man. Didn't you do a hit on the BBC during Chief stuff?
Super Bowl,
see?
Yep.
They
were excited to have me.
I wish I was as cultured as you were.
Feels good to be cultured.
Well, Mayor Q was also on the BBC World Service, and he was addressing the whole Operation Legend dealio.
We are fine working with federal agencies.
Before we finish that, I need to apologize. Literally, I'm not kidding. I heard this as I was on the way to the store. So this was audio recorded on my phone. So hopefully it doesn't sound too much underwater.
In a limited scope to solve rare homicides of young people and other such incidents, we are not comfortable just giving the federal government carte blanche. How do we know that we can trust this administration long term? And we have folks that are kind of running around playing Marshall Wyatt Earp. I think there are lots of ways we can get to better solutions. I think that this is one part of it, but I don't think that this is the entirety of what is a great solution for us.
There you go. He's been doing a lot of national news. He was on Fox and MSNBC and now the BBC World Service. So there you go. Mayor Quentin Lucas,
Maybe Mayor W for Mayor Worldwide, right? I mean, this guy's everywhere. Good for him, huh?
Joe Biden. What's Joe been doing? Pete, do you have any idea what Joe Biden's been doing? Does Joe Biden know what Joe Biden's been doing?
You know how I feel about Joe Biden.
Well, it looks like he's going to be narrowing down his options for VP. And it looks like we might be getting that here pretty soon.
Mr. Vice President, I want to talk a little bit about your VP pick. We're narrowing in on the time frame that you had identified as when you would make your announcement. Are you still targeting early August? And how many of these people, how many finalists do you have, and are you going to be able to meet with them in person because of COVID?
What I said was that I will, I'm going to have a choice in the first week in August, and I promise let you know when I do.
Part of me thought about editing out the stuff in between, I can't do that because that would be malpractice. You got to hear the man in his full glory.
How did the Democrats have 4 years and land with this guy? How did they do it?
I like Joe. Don't get me wrong. I just think there are better options, but I like him as a decent
A million
dude,
better options.
But there is literally. There was literally a whole stage full of people who were better options.
That's correct.
Except for Bloomberg. That dude sucked.
Yes, he should not be included in that list.
Okay, Pete, what do you think here? You want you thinking Elvis or you want twins? What tickles your fancy? We're only going to do one since I think we got some Wednesday wisdom and we got a big sports break.
Sounds to me like the twins just ate Elvis.
Let me set the story real
Siamese?
Quick. Two identical twins from Australia, named Anna and Lucy. They have been dating the same guy. And now they want to take their relationship to a whole new level.
The first night we met Ben, we kissed him, both of us. We were like, we really like this guy, and let's see where it can go. We want to experience pregnancy together. We want to do everything in life together. You know, we'll die together. We'll grow old together. We shower together. We wake up together. We go to bed at the same time. Oh, we eat together. We're hungry together. Everything is just the same. It could be obsessive, but this is how we want to live our life. And we live as one person.
Oh, now my listen. God.
Give me Elvis. Give me Elvis. I want to go back in time.
You're not interested in... No. Twins wanted to.
This is an interesting.
Want to bang the boyf?
Story. And.
And they want to both. They want to get pregnant by the same fella.
One I wish I never heard.
No, I'm not going to kink shame anybody. I would never. And I'm a twin. But this just seems a bit.
Taken aback by that story.
Seems a bit excessive. Do you want to go to Elvis? You need a palate cleanser? Yeah. I can give you a palate cleanser.
What is that green ice cream called that you can have at the restaurant that's a palate cleanser? Whatever that is, I need some of that.
Well, I got it for you.
It's now or never. Come home.
An Elvis impersonator in Norway. He broke a world record by singing Elvis songs for just under 51 straight hours. Do anything for you? Not a damn thing, huh? Didn't do anything for you? Not an Elvis
guy?
What
a way to end the news with those two stories. Special. Special stories. Special people in the world. And every time you think, wow, where have we landed as humanity? And you're just reminded, there's plenty more out there for you to find.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the KC Morning Show proudly brings to you your sports champion of the world, Peter Sweeney. Take it away, Pete.
Hey.
Come on, man. I gave you a new sports age outlaws intro.
I'm in the city.
Oh, okay. I like that one.
Patrick Mahomes. Now part owner of your Kansas City Royals.
Hey, I know that guy. Yeah, he's a pretty good quarterback. Mahomes is a 24-year-old quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, and he now owns part of the Royals team right across the sports complex. Royals chairman John Sherman made the announcement today. He says, along with the rest of Kansas City, I have watched Patrick compete and become an extraordinary leader both on and off the football field. Mahomes says, this opportunity allows me to deepen my roots in this community, which is something I'm excited to do. This comes about 3 weeks after Mahomes signed a 10-year extension with the Kansas City Chiefs worth up to $500 million. Mahomes is familiar with pro baseball. His dad, Patrick Sr., pitched in the big leagues for 11 years.
While the rest of the world is...
That's me kissing Pat's bobblehead.
This guy's worried about masks, and he's in here kissing bobbleheads where there was a party this weekend. Patrick Mahomes, now part owner of the Kansas City Royals. Same year he won the Super Bowl. A picture emerged yesterday that he has a new Ferrari.
I saw that bad boy.
So while everyone in the entire world struggles, Patrick Mahomes is having the year of a lifetime.
Let him do his thing.
I mean, this guy is killing it. I'm happy about it for him.
How cool is this, though, Pete? Seriously, I think everyone's asked this question, but you, I think, are very qualified to answer it. Right. Has there ever been a sports personality this big in Kansas City? I mean, these are uncharted waters, right?
No, it was George Brett prior to, and even already, this is done with. I mean, now Patrick Mahomes is associated with the Royals. He brought a championship to the city within 2 years of becoming a starter. This is a brilliant connection for the Kansas City Royals. Mahomes is the hottest thing in Kansas City. You're trying to appeal to fans and people to spend your money at Kauffman Stadium when you can again. Now you can use Patrick Mahomes as part of the organization. And so... really incredible. 24. He's the youngest sports owner in what is baseball history. So there you go. And he's part owner. I mean,
yeah. Do we know percentage wise? It doesn't matter.
It's a small percentage, I would assume. Part of the ownership group. Same thing as Eric Stone Street, for example. And you know, John Sherman is the principal owner, but Pat Mahomes is now involved.
I just love that he's stuck with us. Pat, you're stuck with Kansas City now, bud.
He's bringing a Whataburger here. We got to go try the Whataburger when it opens. Maybe we'll make a video.
Oh, okay, I'm down.
Okay, you're gonna have to.
It's on you, right? You're gonna take care of that.
You're gonna have to move the mask to the side to eat. Yes. All right, the Chiefs signed.
I'm not going in.
A safety overnight, Tedrick Thompson, try to help with some depth there. Speaking of the Kansas City Royals, who Mahomes now owns, let's talk about the last two nights. Last night was not so fun. A 4-3 loss for your Kansas City Royals. Whit Merrifield had a 3-run homer in the third inning. But Tyler Zuber gave up 2-2-run homers after a relief for Kyle Zimmer, who made the first start of his career. And it was a short one. I mean, this game was 2 hours and 20 minutes. This thing was over in a blink. Monday, however, was a lot more fun.
It was tough for him. Oh, Franco to left field. That's deep. Reyes is at the fence, and Reyes runs into the fence, and Michael Franco runs into another home run, his second of the game. This one is worth three, and suddenly the Royals have a 5-run lead in the fourth inning. Wow.
Rex Hudler with the wow there. 14-6.
I love me some Rex.
On Monday. So they've gone 1-1 now against the Tigers. That was one of six home runs, including two for Michael Franco. Also had home runs from Merrifield, Perez, Soler, and Phillips. Two more with the Tigers tonight and tomorrow night, 6:05 p.m. start. Danny Duffy gets the rock tonight. Brady Singer tomorrow. Royals will need both games to win the series.
We get Royals baseball nonstop to like the middle of August, right? Isn't that when the first break is?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much straight shot into what will be the playoffs. There's not really an all-star break or anything this year.
There we go.
So, Royals, if they can win the next two nights, they'd be above 500, so that's nice. And
small victories, man. Small victories.
Hey, 16 teams make the playoffs this year. Sporting Kansas City, Hartzell, another game before a show. How about that? Can you believe that? Sporting KC has progressed to the MLS's back tournament quarterfinal, where a showdown with the Philadelphia Union happens on Thursday night. Here's Peter Burris.
Yeah, I think that... you know, we've obviously played four games now here. It's kind of been one of these things where you play, you got to get rested, you got to get recovered, and you got to get ready for the next game. The guys, I think, have a pretty decent routine at the moment. Staff is obviously working a little longer, just getting guys ready with massage and everything else. But outside of that, I think, you know, physically, I think we'll be okay. Even though we have one day less rest, I think we'll be fine.
So 7 p.m. on Thursday, ESPN and Sports Radio 810. You can find the game. Hartzell, you'll be on the TV again?
Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm actually going to be on TV.
The stream?
Going to be doing some stuff for Fox Sports KC, I believe, or Fox Sports.
Wow.
Yeah, making my national debut. Actually, that's not true. The hot dog race is my national
debut.
That hot dog race, Team Relish for Life.
Relish the moment.
I sent somebody in their marketing team for the Royals, and if anyone's listening, please tell them that they need to do this. They're doing those cardboard cutouts, right?
Yeah.
And so I sent the nice gal a photo of me face planting in that relish suit.
Right.
And I think they should print that out, and I think that they don't need to put it in the seats, but I think to set the ambiance, put me in the outfield, you know? Make it feel like home. You give me that look, man, but you remember last season.
Mm-hmm.
Up until that point, that was the loudest Kauffman had been, and that's including the actual games. So
that's not something I would necessarily want to highlight, I don't think. But
you make good points.
Great. I mean, Nate Piketty and that race was...
Whatever, man. He cheated. I crossed the line. My head crossed the line. As I was face planting, my head did cross the line, and my hat for sure.
Not top 10 of SportsCenter.
Number one on not top 10.
How about that?
It's a legacy.
How many people can say that?
Not a lot.
A handful.
This guy.
When you think about the history of the world, a handful.
I'm the elite. I am the 1%, finally.
Thursday's quarterfinal will serve as a notable rematch of the 2015 Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup Final, which saw Sporting beat the Philadelphia Union on penalty kicks following a 1-1 draw through regulation. Last game, Tim Melia was the hero of that shootout as well. Making penalty saves to help Vermees, Big Verm, and that side emerge victorious again. The winner of this tournament, we're down to eight teams, will win the right to go into the 2021 CONCACAF Champions League.
CONCACAF.
Whatever it is, that thing. They'll get that league berth and then share a $1.1 million prize pool.
You know, now, after that, I don't know, y'all. I'm not entirely sure what happens after that.
We'll see. That's the thing. Hashtag we'll see.
Hashtag MLS is back.
I hope so. I mean, who knows what happens after that tournament. Anyway, so that's your sports. Some interesting stories that came out through through the overnight and so on.
I mean, it's no twin baby daddy story, but you know.
A lot of twin talk on this show. I will say, interesting last night out of Houston and the LA Dodgers game, players are starting to throw at the Astros, which is making everyone happy. Mm-hmm. After they cheated,
that's what
the
we need an enemy. Mm-hmm. We got COVID. People seem to be bored of that. We got the Astros. There you go.
Yeah. If the Astros get beaned, they don't necessarily even need to worry about wearing a mask. Do you want some events for Kansas City here?
Give me them events.
Pete. Wednesday, Thursday. Again, always an interesting time in KC. Wednesday, there is a downtown Leaf Summit Farmers Market. So, Hartzell, if you want to go down there, your old stomping grounds. 8 a.m. to noon today.
That's me stomping.
You can also go to KCK Farmers Market at Strawberry Hill, 7:30 to 12.
Man, I ain't going to Lee Summit. All them badass kids catching COVID at the lake.
You hate your old stomping ground.
I do.
Kansas City Live is having Royals watch parties out there. So if you want to keep your social distance and have a cocktail or two, watch the Royals. Looks like they're putting them on the big screen now, which is fun. Yoga in the park, Hartzell, if you need a workout. I wonder if you want this Riverside Area Chamber of Commerce In Bliss Yoga. So they got some yoga popping.
You a yogi? Are you a yogi guy?
Tried to do yoga. I tried to do DDP yoga. Didn't mesh with me well. I like pickleball. You know that. I'm a pickleball man.
Divide and conquer, man. I get it.
Intro to woodworking tonight at 6 p.m. in North Hyde Park if you want to make a serving board. Hartzell, it actually comes out looking like a paddle. I don't know what you and your new lady are into.
Ew.
Hosted by
Hump Day. Baby. Ooh, finding that beat. Ooh, take me to more events, Pete.
Maker Village, KC.
More paddle talk, huh?
Sporting KC watch party. That is tomorrow at 7 at Chicken and Pickle. I'm sure a bunch of other places are doing watch parties, so keep that in mind.
And look out for a link to the virtual watch party. We opened it up last game. Usually it was for season ticket members, but we opened it up
Hartzell,
for everybody.
No offense. I mean, we want a party in person. This is COVID smoke. Puppies night out tomorrow at Bar K, 6 p.m. Cam, if you want to bring your dog out. I'm thinking about that.
What up, Cam?
Sunset Drive-In Concert, Summer Breeze with Right on Red, Town Center Plaza, 7 a.m. You can drive up and experience some rock and roll. Free family event, no ticket necessary.
And who's the band? You know who's playing? Pete.
KC Performers, yes, I have it. July 30th, Summer Breeze with Right on Red, I said it.
Oh, I thought that was just setting the stage. That's their name.
Yeah. You buzz people. What if it's not Glass Animals? Stone Pillar.
Oh, I know. Oh, Summer Breeze. They play at Knuckleheads all the time. I know that band.
Yeah,
okay.
Here we go. Stone Pillar Winery Farmer Market at Stone Pillar Vineyard and Winery. They're having a farmer's market. You can shop your local farmers while drinking some of your favorite local wine. Stone Pillar tomorrow, 5 p.m. And that wraps up the events that I have for you.
Pete, come and say something.
You want some advice?
Say something. Ooh, we got that crescendo.
You want some advice?
Give me all the advice you got. Peter W. Swain. The W stands for Words of Wisdom on a Wednesday. Take it away, Pete.
Stay committed to your decisions, but stay flexible in your approach. Mm. Ouch. Don't base your decisions on the advice of those who don't have to deal with the results.
Mm. I like that one. Mm.
You want some things to always remember?
I would love some things to remember.
All right, remember these 12 things. The past can't be changed. Opinions don't define your reality. Everyone's journey is different. Judgments are not about you. Overthinking will lead to sadness. Happiness is found where, Hartzell? Within.
Within, baby.
Your thoughts affect your mood. Smiles are contagious. Kindness, free. It's okay to let go and move on. What goes around comes around. Big things that...
Right on, right on.
Things always get better with time. I added that word in there. That wasn't on the list.
Was it on the list?
Don't promise when you're happy. Don't reply when you're angry. And don't decide when you're sad. And look, that wraps up your Wednesday, wasn't it? Oh, gosh. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Extra events. your events portion of your KC Morning Show.
Hey.
We're just getting after today, huh?
Never dull your shine for somebody else, Hartzell. Keep that in mind.
And on that note, I think we're good to go.
Great.
Hey, what's going on the rest of your day? What you got going on until I see you on Friday?
Man, we got some chief media availability on one of these days. So we're doing that.
Do you not know what day it is? How do you keep knowing what to ask? Like, at some point, you got to run out of questions, right?
No. That's one of my strong suits.
Oh, this guy.
It is.
This guy.
It really is.
Found a way to fluff himself.
No, it wasn't a fluff.
No, you're good at what you do. You're editor-in-chief for a reason. That's still can't find the reason, but
right.
People say that it's for a reason.
You know, there's a contingent of Chiefs fans out there that agree with you, so.
All right. Okay, cool. You get a million hits a day. Cool.
You could find.
It.
You could find.
Your
them.
Website does okay.
If you look, you could find them.
Where
not,
can people?
Not too thrilled.
Where can people find you and me and this show?
PG Sween is my stuff. Hartzell KCMS is his. You can also find
Hartzell 965. Until it's no longer that.
KC Morning Show everywhere except for Instagram, where it's the KC Morning Show. Trying to be a little bit more active on Instagram than we have been being. We're seeing some growth, so we like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to email us, kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
Sounds good to me.
Keep the hits coming. They don't stop coming because they don't stop coming.
Back to the roof and I hit the ground running.
Bing, bang, boom.
Woo! Pete, give me a letter.
H.
Peter H. Sweet! The H stands for Hartzell's Buddy. Hartzell's Buddy Pete.
That's me.
That works. All right, we love y'all. We'll see you in the morning.
The KC,
it's your KC Morning,
Morning
Show. Peter, say goodbye.
Eat it, nerd.
So aggressive.